Hey, DS106 Faithful. This is Jim Groom, and coming to you live on DS106 Radio from Fredericksburg, Virginia. And the Auto DJ's been rocking it out all day. And I did a little show yesterday on Some Kind of Wonderful, that 80s soundtrack. 1987, I think it was, but I didn't even check. 88. Anyway, a lot of good songs, a lot of fun stuff on that soundtrack, and I talked about it yesterday along with the movie, and the idea compelled me, and it was interesting to me, so I'm back again to try another one, and this time I want to do Valley Girl, and I actually just watched Valley Girl, so I hadn't seen it for a while. Well, actually, that's not true. I probably saw it at least within the last year once, because I have cable and I have every channel. Every subscription on cable, so I actually see a lot of stuff now. I kind of feel like I watch a lot of movies anyway, but I feel like I am watching a ton of film lately, and some of it's crap. I mean, well, a lot of it's crap actually. That's what I like. But no matter, doesn't matter. I'm doing it. I'm proud of it. And you can't stop me. So anyway, I was listening. Yeah, I'm doing a teaser. That's right. I'm doing a little teaser, Dr. Garcia. And feel free to, I'm on Skype, so feel free to get me on and I'll bring you on this phone call. What I'm going to do is talk a little bit about my show. And I got a 16 track setup. I actually did all sorts of research. This show better be good. It is good, only successful. It's only the best because I'm Jim Groom. And you get a shout out right away because I'm watching Twitter. So you tell me you're not already compelled, right? I know what I'm doing here. I'm a professional. Don't you forget that. So anyway, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to talk a little bit about the soundtrack because the Valley Girl soundtrack is its own thing. Kind of some tips about or some facts about Valley Girl. Valley Girl was made for $350,000. Which, you know, even in 1982, 83, when it was made, that was cheap. It was Martha Coolidge's first film, and it was highly successful. I think back in the day, it made 18 million. And an interesting factoid, which really directly relates to the movie and to the music, is it actually cost $350,000 to make the movie. And another $250,000 to license the music. So it almost costs as much to license the music as it did to actually make the film, which is insane. And it shows you where we are with kind of, you know, licensing fees and the music. But DS106 radio is free of all that. We all know that. So anyway, another thing is there's four songs in the Valley Girl credits that actually don't show up in the film because they couldn't afford them. And I have those four songs tonight and I'll play them. They're by The Clash, Rock the Casbah, Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Bananarama, with a song title I can't remember, and Men at Work. And the Men at Work tune is, what was the Men at Work tune? I have that, hold on. Was one of the stupid Men at Work songs. Yeah, Who Can It Be Now? And actually, a little tidbit, I just updated Wikipedia because they had, and another song, actually, there was five, The Jam, Town Called Malice. Those five songs are actually in the credits for Valley Girl, but were not actually in the movie if you listen to it. Good little factoid, too, when Nicolas Cage's character is calling, you know, he's doing everything he can at the end of that great collage or montage when he's trying to get her back, and he shows up as a waiter, and he's at the movie theater with the 3D, and he's like, "Is this film in 3D? No, but your face is, right?" Great stuff. Anyway, in that montage, there's a scene when they're listening to the radio, and they say, "You know, that was Men at Work, and now for," well, Men at Work never plays, though they mention them. So it's interesting, those five songs. And I'll play at least three of them for you. I will not play The Jam, because I hate The Jam. And I won't play Bananarama, but I will play the other three, because I love, love, love Boy George. I think Boy George rocks the house. and The Clash, obviously. And, you know, a little shout out to those in Australia with the Men at Work, though I have my misgivings. But that's interesting because that's not even the soundtrack. That's the soundtrack that never was because they couldn't afford it. But the other songs on Valley Girl are pretty good. I mean, I got a good lineup for songs for you. And I actually, I have some Frank Zappa, obviously, and Moon Unit because, you know, Frank Zappa really started and engendered the whole Valley Girl craze in the early 80s with his song Valley Girl and his daughter Moon Unit who sang it. So we're going to start with Zappa talking about that. Then a little trailer from Valley Girl, and then we're going to move into the actual soundtrack. And I did something kind of interesting. I went scene by scene with the soundtrack. So actually, the soundtrack shows up exactly how it does in the movie. Modern English is melt with me, melt with you. I'll melt with you anyway. You know, a song that became iconic of the 80s. An iconic of this movie, was actually played twice at least in the song. But I play it the first time it does. And the first time it does, interesting side note here, I don't know how many of you remember the movie, but there's some interesting stuff going on in the movie if you watch it now, which I just did. And one of the things is, you know, the lead character, Deborah Foreman, who's actually Deborah Foreman, who's kind of come to epitomize women of the 80s of that moment, in terms of that kind of Valley Girl vision. One of the things that's interesting is she's been on tour for years, you know, kind of the nostalgia tour, kind of playing on that, you know, and she'll show up at places basically doing that whole thing. And, you know, I'm kind of fascinated by that. Like, you know, she's embraced it. She knows it's kind of moneymaker. So she's still very much in the Valley Girl kind of strain of thought, which I found fascinating. But anyway, her parents, her father, Frederick Forrester, who's a personal favorite of mine, Apocalypse Now, right? He was the chef. He actually owns a health food store. They're talking about wheatgrass juice and B12. And, you know, she's embarrassed by it in the film. And when Nicolas Cage asks her about it, she's like, well, I wish they just owned a Pizza Hut. It's so uncool to own a health food store. And I'm thinking to myself, like, wow. You know, what, 17, 18 years later, how uncool it would be to own a Pizza Hut and how absolutely cool it would be to own a health food store, for better or for worse. I was really tripped out by that. And that moment when I said that, I said, God, the relativity of culture and, you know, just how much film is an archive and a relic of a moment. You know, even if that moment's only 17 years ago, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And that's why I always like to watch film. I can never get enough of it because I do think it's the real deal. So anyway, that's some of my things. I like Valley Girl enough. I mean, I think there's some great moments of it. It's before I actually hated Nicolas Cage, which, you know, I have no love for Nicolas Cage. I mean, there's some good tunes in here. The Plimsolls, Million Miles Away. That's a good tune. There's some great funny tunes. The Flirts, Put Another Dime in the Jukebox, right? Angst in My Pants by The Sparks. Psychedelic Fur is a personal favorite. Love My Way. Bonnie Hayes with the, I think, which is kind of the iconic song of this. Or Johnny, Are You Queer is the other one, by Josie Cotton. But Bonnie Hayes' Girls Like Me. I mean, to me, that is Valley Girl. And, you know, they don't give this song credit in the credits, but it shows up anywhere. And it's kind of, this is, to me, maybe one of the most iconic songs of the 80s. Eddie Grant's Electric Avenue. Well, it actually shows up in the beginning of the movie in the dance scene when Nicolas Cage and his buddy actually show up at the party. And there's like four or five great songs in that scene. But another song, and probably a band with one of the best band names ever, the Paolas is the name of the band, have the song Eyes of a Stranger. And if you are from the 80s, you'll know that one as soon as you hear it. So anyway, I got a pretty good set for you. I think it's going to run about an hour. So lock yourself in. And It's basically coming to you live, starting with some Zappa and taking you through the film. I may have some commentary throughout. We'll see. Probably not gonna comment too hard. I spent a lot of time putting this thing together and watching the movie, and it's fun. And it's fun to see a couple of more thoughts about the soundtrack, and then I'll move to the music. You know, there was actually all this money was spent on the music, but there was never officially a soundtrack released when the movie was, even despite the fact that the movie was extremely successful and, you know, kind of was one of the iconic visions of the 80s in terms of like the Valley Girl. Like I said, started by Zappa, but they didn't actually put out a soundtrack album because of all the licensing problems and all the money. So actually, Rhino Records put out two Valley Girl albums much later, and they have all these songs that actually had nothing to do with the actual film. You know, they had several that did on both, but then a few that's like, where the hell does this song come from? It has no relationship to it. You know, so the actually Valley Girl soundtrack and the music to that film is kind of complicated. Not only is much of it iconic, and actually kind of a lot of B80s you'll see and hear on this one. You know, this is not the 80s I've been playing all week. You know, this is a different taste of 80s. And, you know, the Valley Girl is interesting because, and I think Martin Weller and I had discussed this not too long ago. You know, the 80s punk in 1983, like the way Hollywood is trying to visualize the punk is interesting. I mean, I guess, you know, Nicolas Cage is supposed to be punk, but he's not. I mean, he really is a new age guy. He's a new wave. Not new age, but new wave with the hair. He's kind of more Duran Duran than Johnny Ramone, or Joey Ramone. But the other thing is, in the description on my cable channel, right, it's kind of like a punk, you know, because they didn't really make that distinction, I would think, in 83, that clear distinction, at least Hollywood didn't, and the media didn't, between new age or new wave and punk and all that stuff. I mean, all just kind of sort of in this kind of big alternative bucket that just kind of made for good film. So it's interesting, and I didn't play the song because I hate it, but it's Nicolas Cage and his buddy when they're driving, and that great scene where he goes in the bathroom and he waits until she's kind of comes in, and then he says, "Hey, meet me outside." Then he goes out the window and they go. Well, he's trying to be all different and like, "We're punk, whatever, you know, we're from LA, the city, you're from the valley." And they're like, "We love that song." And it's that La La Love song that comes on, and God, it's a terrible song. And like, I love that they're like, "This is punk." And I'm thinking to myself, like, Jesus. But anyway, this is fun stuff. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to actually switch off of Skype, which I'm on. I was hoping other people would come on, but they're all gone. But I'm going to actually go right on to rebroadcast and get you going with some Valley Girl.
Now, enough is enough, okay? I've like had it up to here, okay? So like, barf out, gag me with a spoon. Get the picture?
Valley Girl, she's a Valley Girl.
Cute at the time, but now he's like grody. Look at his face.
So great.
Like, oh my God. Like, totally.
It's too cool. I totally love
it. I want one of those outfits so soon.
This year, the whole world is talking Valley talk, and by now, the Valley Girl is a sort of a worldwide idol. This is the hub of the San Fernando Valley, the Galleria in Encino. Funny thing is, the girl who made a hit out of the Valley Girl on radio stations across the country might not even be one herself. Are you now, or have you ever been a Valley Girl?
Certainly not.
She's not a Val.
No?
No.
I think the whole phenomenon is a joke. I mean, worse than a joke.
Bark out!
Well, what's to take seriously? Because you know that everything that goes on the radio is destined to go off the radio. So it goes on, it goes off. Big crazy deal.
Yes.
When I'm in the valley, everybody recognizes me. And it doesn't bother me. I like to be recognized. I've always liked meeting people.
By now, Moon is a little tired of answering questions about the Valley Girl. She's not a Val. She prefers the beach. And she lives in Hollywood with the rest of the Zappa family. Her father, Frank, her little brother, Amit, and her bigger brother, Dweezil. Until she sat in on the recording of Valley Girl, Dad was the only professional musician in the family.
The only thing that surprised me was that I'd be doing all the interviews. I thought, it's my father's song. Let him take care of it.
We're ready for it. Wait.
Valley Girl was done in the crudest possible way.
Okay.
When the record was finished, she said, no, this is a hit. Everybody will love it. She's the only one who thought that it was really hot stuff. I just said, okay, fine. You know, but if it goes, it goes. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Zappa has always had a reputation for spurning commercial success. He doesn't record a song in order to make money. He just creates things, and sometimes they sell. He's produced more than 30 albums in all.
I've been doing this for almost 20 years, and this is the most successful record that has ever occurred, and the only reason that it's successful is because it's an accident. And
you feel cynical about that at all?
Well, I think that if a person doesn't feel cynical, then they're out of phase with the 20th century. Being cynical is the only way to deal with modern civilization. You can't just swallow it whole.
I might be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box, I can sell a town.
Frank Zappa is simply a musical genius. Behind all his sardonic social commentary is some pretty complex music, firmly fixed in a solid classical background. He's brilliant with a television camera, too. He's a video pioneer, today devoting a lot of time to the editing room.
Can somebody put me onto the dub room?
This is the best of the San Fernando Valley.
Frank has been living in a dub room for 2 weeks. The dub room is part of a commercial video complex near his home. It's for dubbing. They told him it's impossible to produce a show in there. They also told us it was impossible to interview him because he's too cynical, too irascible. Well, Frank Zappa in a dub room is a little boy in a toy shop.
Okay, now go forward on that one. Just before that, back up just 20 seconds.
What is the dub room special?
We shot and edited this very crudely manufactured, like you said, guerrilla TV special. I just happen to have a bunch of cassettes of various types of entertaining topics with me down there. And I had a friend bring in a little Hitachi camera, and we plugged it directly into the machine. And we interviewed some of the technical guys who were working down there.
I'm a maintenance engineer here, and I just made all of this work.
Including one guy who said this is not possible to do, and he was the one who plugged everything in.
I think it looks good. How about you?
We did it, and it's a nice piece of entertainment. All right, take a look at what we got over here.
When he finishes his dub room special, it will be his fifth full-length feature since the legendary movie 200 Motels. These days, it's as though his whole life is being videotaped. Life is art, and Zappa is very serious about his art. He gladly spent an evening coaching two classical musicians in a couple of his own compositions for an upcoming concert. Who would have thought that the father of the Mothers of Invention would turn out to be such a family man? When he's not on the road, Frank Zappa is very close to his wife Gail, his son Dweezil, and the rest of the four little Zappas.
Actually, I've been participating in baby manufacturing for a long time now. I'm 41 years old and I got four kids, and I had a lot of practice with the family type situation, even when it wasn't fashionable. Why, look at me, I'm a family guy.
If my father was a dermatologist, I'd probably be playing with his dry ice and his little instruments and his zit zapper, so.
Have you ever thought of them as being musicians?
Well, I don't think any of them want to make music like I make music, but Dweezil is a guitar player, a very excellent guitar player, even though he's only 12 years old.
Dweezil has only been playing for a year, but he is hot. With help from his sister, he's cut his first record in the family recording studio.
My mother is a pagan. My mother, my mother, my mother. boy is fast. The boy is a fast guitar player.
He's not that crazy about chords. He's a lead guitar player. He doesn't want to play those chords. Well, right now we're in the dub room shooting another television special.
Here's this guy with a wife and four kids in Hollywood who sings about raising dental floss in Montana. He writes a piano score like Stravinsky and comes out of a dub room with a movie about baby snakes. Who is this guy? He's Frank Zappa.
Besides, it's totally gnarly birth control.
I can't stand it.
Okay, so he's awesome.
Valley Girl.
She's out there somewhere.
This is the story of a boy from Hollywood who never dreamed the girl he'd want most was down here.
I'll stop the world.
Hello. Who invited you?
Oh, wow, you mean you have to be invited? That explains it.
What?
Well, everyone is dressed weird. See, if I had been invited, I would have known this was a costume party.
Right.
It's the story of a girl from the valley who never dreamed she'd ever be seen with a boy from over here.
It's like I'm not getting out of this car.
All right, but when they attack the car, save the radio.
So when can I see you again?
I'm here with you now.
I know.
This is the story of Randy and Julie, the way they come together. They got words for girls like me. And the people who try to pull them apart.
Like, don't you think they have parties over there? Oh, where? At the zoo?
This geek that she's with could scar her for life.
God, life?
If you think she's confused, you should see her father.
I'm together now. Be right there.
Julie's cool. Randy's hot. She's from the valley. He's not. Valley Girl.
Oh, bitchin', is this in 3D?
No, but your face is.
I'll stop the world, I'd melt with you. I'll stop the world. You've seen the difference, and it's getting better.
I'm gonna do just what.
Leave. Park Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
taking all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Never comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Do you really want to?